holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
If you want to fulfill all of God's law, do this thing right here.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Listen, today is a splendid day and it's raining everywhere here in Columbus. It's raining real good here. Listen, I want to tell you something. Stop listening to what you're trying to escape. Yeah, just stop listening to it. Whatever you're trying to escape from, stop listening to it. Whether it be fear, negativity, the devil, sin, whatever it is. If you're trying to escape that thing, don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. If you start listening to fear, you begin to fear because fear takes over. And you don't want fear to take over. You're in the beginning of your life. You get it? Every day is a new life. And if you have a new day, today is a new day and the day is a great day. Regardless of what you're going through, today is still a great day. Don't let fear take over your day. You're a new person today. You're not the same person as you were yesterday. You're a new person today. Every day is new. You understand? So if fear continues to try to climb up on your back, just don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. If you're trying to escape fear, don't listen to it. If you listen to it, fear will grab hold to you and actually get a grip on you. Don't listen to fear. I mean, fear everywhere. Oh, the economy's this. Oh, there's fear there. Oh, this might happen, and that's fear. Oh, this is going to happen, and this is fear. Oh, if you don't give your life to the Lord, you're going to hell. That's fear. Mm-mm, don't listen to that. You have one more day to believe. You got one more day to get it right. If anything's trying to fear you into anything, don't listen to it. Mm-mm. Somebody will say, well, the fear is the beginning of wisdom. That's the different kind of fear. I'm talking about the fear that people put on you. Fear that comes from people, fear that comes from devils and evil spirits. Don't let that stuff take you over. You don't have to. Mm-mm. God's not nervous. You don't have to be nervous either. Don't let that negativity thing. Some people are just negative about everything. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. Always stay positive. Always keep your head up and keep yourself moving forward. I need to know that you're moving forward. Your family needs to know that you're moving forward. Your employer needs to know that you're moving forward. And your whole countenance, your whole face expression, the way you walk will change if you stop listening to fear and negative people. Then especially don't listen to the devil. The devil is only trying to get your body to do things that God don't want your body to do. You understand? The devil's only trying to get your body to agree. See how the Lord agreed? The devil's only trying to get you and your body to do things that the Lord don't want you to do. Don't want you to be a part of. So don't listen to the devil, especially don't listen to the sin. The sin, whatever sin that you've been easily taken down by, there's certain sins that are hard for, you know, other people to do. And for sin to click, you know, get a grip on them. But there's certain sins that are just easily, the ones that easily get you. The ones that you just don't even think about, just so easy for it to get you. Don't listen to that. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to that easy sin. That easy sin is just a quick white lie, a quick this or a quick that. Nobody's ever going to know. I can just go ahead and do. Nah, don't listen to the sin. Sin don't mean you're no good. Don't listen to what you're trying to escape. Those things are are not going to help you. Now, let's go into the lesson today. I'm telling you that to tell you this. If you want to fulfill all of the law, oh, I got something for you. I got something for you. If you want to fulfill all of the law, there's a thing that you can do. And you can do it today. You don't have to wait. You can do this thing today. If you want to fulfill all the laws of God, you can do it today. Are you ready to find out what that is? Okay, here we go. We'll go to Romans chapter 13. Romans 13. Let's see. Romans 13, verse 9. Romans 13 and 9. For the commandments, the law, the commandments say you must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not covet. And these and other, you know, such commandments are summed up in this one commandment. Love your neighbor as yourself. Treat your neighbor right, and you don't have anything to worry about with the commandments. Treat your neighbor like you want to be treated. You want mercy? Show some mercy on your neighbor. You want some forgiveness? Show forgiveness on your neighbor. Don't try to steal from your neighbor. Don't try to lie to your neighbor. Don't try to take from your neighbor. Don't covet things from your neighbor because you don't want people to covet things that you have. So you treat them the way you want to be treated. Verse number 10, love does not do wrong to others, or love does no wrong to others. So love fulfills the requirements of God's law. Love does that. So when God said, God so loved the world, that he get, yeah, he fulfilled the law. So we're supposed to say the same thing. If God showed me mercy, I'm going to show somebody else mercy. If God showed me love, I'm going to show someone else love. If somebody else showed me forgiveness, God showed me forgiveness, I'm going to show someone else forgiveness. That's how we fulfill all of God's law. You're trying to memorize all 613 laws that are written down, and whatever is not written down. You're trying to get closer to God. All you have to do is love people, love one another. That's all we have to do. I mean, you know, yes, we have to love God, you know, with our whole hearts, but we love one another. We just treat each other right. That's what we do. And when we do that, we fulfill the entire law. Verse number 10 again, love does no wrong to others. See that? You don't do wrong to others. Love keeps that from happening. So love fulfills the requirements of God's law. Let's go up to verse number 8. Owe nothing to anyone except for your obligation to love one another. If you love your neighbor, you will fulfill the requirements of God's law. Some of you saying, I don't even like my neighbors. Listen, I'm not saying that you're going to just totally love them today, but you can. You can love them today. You can love them today, right now. You can. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. But sometimes neighbors make it hard for you to love them right off the bat. Makes it hard for you to forgive them. You know, their dog is in your yard. You know, they're climbing over your fence. They're throwing trash in your yard, whatever it is, you know. Or they're cutting grass and their grass is flying into your yard. Your yard is well manicured, but it messes it up when they come and just cut their grass and leave the shavings on your grass. I mean, all kind of little things that we don't even think about, you know. Or they have too many cars in front of your house, or your car is parked in the front of their driveway. Something, I don't know. Here's one. Their children come to your backyard to play on your swing set when you're not there. I mean, so many things that people say, I don't like my neighbors this and I don't like my neighbors that. But hey, you didn't do everything right either. You didn't do everything right. You're still working on you, aren't you? Aren't you still working on you? So you got to give them some forgiveness just like God gave you some forgiveness. Yeah, you believe. Huh? You're a believer. And you sin from time to time, and God forgives you for that. God already forgave you, and you take advantage of that forgiveness. So now we have to do the same thing for them. Don't be so quick to send everybody to hell. That's you don't have to do that. I don't have to do that. Give him a chance. God gave us a chance. He gave you a chance to get right. You give somebody else a chance to get right. You be the God in some other in somebody else's life. Just give them a chance to get right. Don't send them to hell right off the bat. Don't send your children to hell. You wouldn't want that to be done to you. I'm sure you didn't want it done to you when you were a young person. So don't do it to your children. They need somebody to massage their shoulders too. Somebody needs to help shape them, and somebody will say, well, I've done all I can do. I said all I can say, and they're still not obeying. But hey, God has done all he can do, said all he could say, and we still, you know, sometimes mess up, you know? And so we have to give them time. We have to work with them. God expects us to work with them like he works with us. You know, you kind of get what I'm saying? The same mercy that you receive from God is the same mercy that you're supposed to show other people. See, that's the good news. God has already forgiven your sins. And so I might not know you and you might sin against me, but I'm going to forgive you. But I might be upset initially, but I'm going to forgive you. You know, and we just have to treat people like we want to be treated. Sometimes we're going to mess up. Sometimes you're going to say the wrong thing. Sometimes you're going to do the wrong thing. But hey, man, our forgiveness, we cover a multitude of faults. That's what we do. We practice covering people's sins. We don't practice exposing people's sins. We practice covering their sins and helping them to work back their way closer to God. You know, we want them to get closer to God. So we don't sit there and tear them down. Sometimes now when we're going to have to do some judgment to get things worked out. If we've gone to them and talked to them, grab somebody else and walked over and talked to them again about this sin, or when they still won't stop. But hey, you know, that's something we got to do. That's something we have to do. We have to work on it. We have to work on it. If we don't work on people and ourselves, and everybody be going to hell. We got to work on something. We got to work on somebody. You kind of get what I'm telling you. We got to work on somebody is what I'm saying to you. And the way we work on somebody and work on ourselves at the same time is we show the mercy. We treat them the way we want to be treated so that we can fulfill that law. You know, I don't have time to sit there and try to figure out how many laws there are in 613, then do them all and still trying to believe in Jesus. I ain't got time. I just treat people the way I want to be treated and love them the way I want to be loved.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.